You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated joins us. Thanks, Drew, for being with us. A little rainfall across the Midwest. How widespread was that yesterday and in the morning hours?
It was certainly significant where it did occur. We saw a precipitation occur from eastern parts of the Dakotas through Minnesota and Wisconsin down into parts of Illinois and Indiana. And then this morning we spread that precipitation a little bit further to the east. There was certainly a band of heavy rainfall in that region. It wasn't terribly wide, but it was significant in the areas that got it. And certainly 1 to 3 inch rain, some locally intense thunderstorms occurred. In fact, I was trying to fly into Minneapolis, and they shut the airport down for about 2 hours during the storms that occurred up there yesterday. So it was a pretty wild day for some folks.
And then if you look forward, is there more rain on the way, and is it enough to offset the really high temperatures?
Well, you know, it's summertime, and it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, it looks like. We will seesaw back and forth from temperatures that are going to be well above average to temperatures that are near normal. And the rain is going to come in between each one of those oscillations, but the amount of rain that occurs is probably often going to be a little on the light side, making it difficult for us to see uniformity as far as crop development is concerned. I certainly don't think that we're going to have widespread serious problems with moisture shortages through the balance of this month. The exception to that may be in areas like Nebraska and Kansas, parts of Missouri, southwestern Iowa, down into the Delta. These areas are drying down fairly quickly now. But it'll be in July that we'll probably have the biggest amount of stress for crops across the Midwest as a whole. I do think that this pattern, to a certain degree, will still perpetuate itself. So if you're in the northern or easternmost parts of the Midwest, the odds are fairly good that you're going to still be seeing some timeliness in precipitation, even though the quantity may not be all that great.
So this is what we expected, I think, in large part, that we would be very warm and that we might get some rainfall. We weren't sure when the dryness would come, this based off the waning effect of El Nino, potentially a change into a La Nina event at some point. Do we have a better idea when and if dryness really might show up?
Well, I think we're going to see it in a larger degree next month. We're kind of setting the stage right now for that to take place. The ridge of high pressure is probably going to be more predominant in the plains, but it will waver back and forth. It'll come into the western Corn Belt periodically, and it'll move back out to perhaps as far to the west as the Rocky Mountains and then come back again. And keeping it moving around like that can help quite a bit, but it does look like July will be the month that will offer the most frequent occurrence of high pressure over the western and central portions of the Midwest. And then in August, we might get enough cool air coming southward out of Canada every once in a while to bring some better relief. But that southwest corner of the Corn Belt, it's going to have a really tough couple of months coming up.
Thank you so much, Drew, for taking the time with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.